Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. Special bonus episode of the podcast. For you listeners, you know that earlier this week, I went in on Knicks fans for the lack of support in the fan voting for Jalen Brunson. I thought it was pathetic. I thought a fan base as passionate as New York's could have done better. And it turns out I was right when the All-Star voting and the All-Star starters was revealed on Thursday. Jalen Brunson missed out on a starting spot because the All-Star vote didn't go his way. Damian Lillard is starting in the All-Star game. He and Jalen Brunson had identical scores by how the NBA scores it with the fan voting, the player voting, and the media voting. But the tiebreaker is the fan voting. And Damian Lillard clobbered Jalen Brunson by more than 700,000 votes. So I name-checked the Knicks fans, and I name-checked Jerry Ferrara, actor, huge Knicks fan, one of my favorite people in this business. And Jerry, not surprisingly, took exception to it, came back at me on social media. We texted a bunch about it over the last couple of days. And Jerry invited me on his show, Knicks Morning Brew, which you can see on YouTube a few days a week, to discuss this and kind of hash it out about whether or not Knicks fans had let Jalen Brunson down. So I decided to hop on there Friday morning. What you're about to hear is the audio of our debate. Did Knicks fans let Jalen Brunson down? Here's me and Jerry Ferrara getting into it.
What's up, Chris? How you doing?
It's good to talk to, what was it, 1, 2, 3, 4 of the reasons that Jalen Brunson is not an All-Star starter this year.
So before we get going, though, for the record, you voted because you are media. You voted for Jalen Brunson. So this isn't a personal, you like Brunson, you're a fan. You voted for him.
I think Jalen Brunson had, you know, outside of Tyrese Halliburton, has had the second most impactful year as a guard. I gave him the edge over Donovan Mitchell, who would have been my third choice, but I think he played like 10 less games than Brunson, which was a bit of a difference maker for me. Lillard is still Lillard, but I think Brunson's clearly had a better first half of the season. So yeah, Jalen Brunson was my guy.
So let's get into this because I've obviously, we know each other for a long time. I'm a fan of yours. And we know you're a Celtics fan. We're not going to say that bleeds into why you decided to clobber Knicks fans. How is Jalen Brunson not getting enough of the fan vote on Knicks fans? Because what I want to say to you is I hit you with the popularity contest, all that, and you don't want to hear it. And I have some facts and issues I'd love to get your take on in the past that maybe shows an example for what I'm saying. So when you said Knicks fans reach is far and wide, what the F does that mean? Like, am I supposed to get Ben Stiller and Chris Rock and Jerry Seinfeld and go shoot PSAs about why we should all go vote for Jalen Brunson? What do you mean by Knicks fans reach is far and wide?
No, that wasn't what I was referring to. I was referring to the fact that outside of perhaps the Lakers, I think the Knicks have one of the bigger national fan bases. I think there's more interest in the Knicks nationally than
really?
any outside the lake. Look, the Knicks.
They've been in the gutter for a long time, Chris. They took away the Christmas game away from the Knicks. They took the Christmas Day game away until this year.
Have you seen the numbers though of national TV games? They played 25 national TV games this year, so there's plenty
this
of exposure.
Year. Right.
Okay, but there's plenty of exposure for the Knicks. Let's not act like the Knicks are this quirky upstart of a franchise, right? Like they are.
No, but
the New York
I don't think they're the second most. I think your Celtics are probably the second most covered, talked about franchise. They've been in finals games, Eastern Conference Finals. You made the point of on text like, well, Jaylen Brown. How does Jaylen Brown have so many votes? We've been watching Jaylen Brown in the playoffs, in Eastern Conference Finals, in Finals. We talked about this contract, which was the biggest ever for a year. He's gotten, I get it. He's not a household name. We talk about Jaylen Brown for a long time now, way longer than Jalen Brunson, who's been overlooked at every single step of his career, nationally, media-wise.
I mean, you can't really say that when he finished. What did he finish? Second in the media vote? Like you can't say he's been overlooked.
Till now.
Okay,
no, but
he
now.
Was
till now.
He was properly feted in by the media in this vote. Where he was not respected was by the fans. And can we just, before we go any further, can we just stipulate that the reason Jalen Brunson is not an all-star starter is because of the fan vote? We can stipulate that, right?
And we can also stipulate that the fan vote being responsible for 50% of the actual reason why people are starters is a ridiculous way to conduct an actual who deserves the spot competition. I mean, can we stipulate that?
There's no good way to do it. It used to be 100% of the fan vote. Now they dipped it down to 50. It's a fan
game. It'll
probably
be 25% next year. I used to go vote in Foot Locker where you have to get the cards and punch the votes. Like I've been a part of the voting process since I was 10 years old.
Right. All right, but hold on. We'll stipulate if Jalen Brunson did better in the fan vote, if he had passed Damian Lillard in the fan vote, he would be the all-star starter.
Correct.
Now, my issue with you is that it's a couple of things. One, you have created this reality that Jalen Brunson was somehow millions of votes behind the leaders in the vote-getting category, and that there was
700,000 behind Dame. 700,000
is in the grand scheme of things, that is a small number for Knicks fans. How many Knicks fans watch MSG Network every single night? How many Knicks fans roll into Madison Square Garden every single night? Jerry, this is not an election. You're not only allowed to vote once. You can go on your laptop or on your phone. This isn't the 1990s where you had to go into Foot Locker and punch a ballot and submit it that way. All Knicks fans have to do or had to do was to go onto a website and spend 35 seconds. I clocked it one time.
I've done it.
35 seconds. Vote. You've done it. 35 seconds. Voting for Jalen Brunson, and they didn't do it, not en masse. And I don't understand the dichotomy of all this because Knicks fans are lunatics. You are all nuts. Like what I've told you this over text. One of my best friends is a Knicks fan, and he goes to half the Knicks games. He goes to road games. He was at the Sixer game recently in Philly. He went to Dallas for the game. I have a picture in my phone of this guy in LA yelling at Leon Rose a couple of years ago because he was sitting a few rows behind him because he didn't like the moves that they were making. You Knicks fans organized en masse to go after Candace Parker when she degraded your favorite player on social media, yet you can't seem to find it within yourself to spend 35 seconds voting for this guy once or twice a week. So when I put it all on Knicks fans, I'm doing that because it was only a 700,000 vote gap that Knicks fans, given just their local fan base, could have made up in a New York minute.
See, this is where we clash because only 700,000, that's almost double the total amount of votes that he got. So you're talking about 700,000 votes. I can't even get 50 people to show up to a fucking birthday party. And you're trying to say we should organize to get 700,000 more votes from Knicks fans only. So I ask you this. Because what you're saying is, you know, how did Dame get those votes? And how in 2021, okay, with the Brooklyn Nets, let's talk about a fandom, maybe not even of 700,000. And as we all saw, Knicks versus Nets last night, their best player said how a bummer it is to have 95% Knicks fans. How in 2021 was Kevin Durant number one in votes? Kyrie Irving, who was not beloved in New York in 2021, let alone the most of the rest of the country, was number one in backcourt votes. James Harden, not the favorite Brooklyn player of all time, number three. Are we saying the Brooklyn Net New Yorkers got them there to be the number one vote getter in the entire Eastern Conference?
Of course not.
So how did it happen? How did they get that many votes?
The names that you just mentioned
are
national and global brands that have been national and global brands for some time. Again, I hearken back to the original point of, I can't believe you just said I can't get 50 people to go to a party. That's people getting people to actually show up. I'm talking about these guys who are watching this stream right now. Many of them who did not vote, sitting on their phone or laptop and pressing a button. Those guys you mentioned got their support because they have years of building a brand that have become attached to.
Thank you.
What I'm arguing is that Knicks fans with an enormous local fan base who watch games by the millions, who are as supportive of this team as any fan base in the NBA, they could have made up the difference. You could have come up with 700,000. Jerry, voting went on for 6 weeks. Like
Two more things. Number one, Damian Lillard, top 75 NBA player of all time, who has his own Dame Time. He has more streams on Spotify in his hip-hop career than most up-and-coming rappers. He has his own shoe deal, which I have one of his shoes. You're going to say that Damian, maybe he's not Kevin Durant-level brand. He's a bigger name than Kyrie Irving. We know Kyrie Irving for a lot of different reasons. So in terms of who you're more likely to vote for, Damian Lillard is a huge rip. By the way, Damian Lillard deserves it. The Bucks have this weird thing going on because they had to fire their coach and the vibes aren't good. They're still 30-13. And when you put Dame and Brunson's numbers side by side, they're almost identical. But I think Brunson being the number one player on his team and Dame being probably, I mean, the two because of Giannis, is maybe where you make the argument. I don't look at it as like a major loss that Lillard made the All-Star starting lineup over Brunson, and I don't look at it. It's 700,000 votes. You're talking like that's nothing. If it was 70,000, it's nothing.
It's very.
He only had like 1.2 million total. You're asking for like 70% more. I'm sorry, I'm yelling. You're asking for like 70% more votes than he got already. It's not done it's not a local voting system, Chris. The New York market that you're talking about is the biggest in the world, has been in the gutter. No national TV games. We can't get free agents. We can't get stars. Knicks ain't all that. Come on. It's not on Knicks fans.
It's all on Knicks fans.
That's crazy.
You're
better than that, man. Come on.
Please, Jerry.
All on Knicks fans?
Jerry, your fans don't vote. Like when
your buddy doesn't vote, you're basing this on your one friend.
No. Listen to me. Here's an example. When your pal Alan Hahn, my good friend Alan Hahn, subtweeted my video the other day, we were both texting back and forth, scrolling through the replies. And the replies were exactly what you would think they were, where Knicks fans are like, no big deal. Many of them were like, wait, how do you vote? We don't care about All-Star. We care about winning a championship.
How many of those did you see? Three? Did you see three of those replies? I did too. I don't think Alan fully understood what we were debating about.
The apathy of Knicks fans when it comes to All-Star voting is shocking. And if you think players don't care about this, Jerry, you're dead wrong.
They care.
Jalen Brunson, I'm sure, is bitterly disappointed that he is not going to be the All-Star starter.
He's
not going to be the All-Star starter. And the reason he's not the starter is because he didn't get enough votes from his fan base. His fan base did not vote enough.
That argument does not hold up. If it was a local vote, like, if you're only allowed to vote like, hey, if you want to vote for Dame, you have to be registered in Milwaukee. And if you want to vote for Giannis, you have to be, if it was a local vote where you could only vote in your state, it is a global, universal. Do you think people globally know fully about Jalen Brunson? There's people in the national media who don't watch the Knicks games and have no clue what's going on with them. They don't watch Knicks Hornets on a Sunday afternoon. They just say, oh yeah, Brunson had 28-5. That was awesome. Great game. Knicks beat the Hornets. Oh wow, big deal. So you're blaming strictly that you think just the Knicks fans couldn't get in there. I'm trying to say and now look, every year it's getting better. Last year, he should have been an All-Star. He wasn't. this year, he got snubbed last year. This year, he will be an all-star. Not a starter. Snubbed again. Hopefully, he makes All-NBA. Next year, Jalen Brunson will be starting in the all-star game.
No, because he won't.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he won't vote.
You want to make a bet on that? Want to make a bet? No. Want
to
make a bet?
Well, I have to see. Well, yes. If he has a – yes, I don't believe there's going to
be – If the numbers are there, if he repeats this kind of year, he will be starting next year because people know now. They're learning now.
Jerry, I can't with you with this one because how – again, just put it this – give me a number. How many Knicks fans watch a game every single night?
Millions.
And those people could have easily made up the difference. It was 700,000 votes. They could have made up the difference. One thing for you. Let me ask you this.
It's so one of the leading vote getters.
One of the leading vote getters, Jerry, was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Does Shai have some worldwide national fan base that I don't know about? He has spent the last 5.5 years, 6 years, playing in Oklahoma
City.
He's
the most talked about darling of the media for a year and a half, dude.
I'm talking about the fan vote. I'm talking about the fan vote.
Who do you think fans listen to?
Does he? Well, then maybe the Knicks do a better job with outreach in trying to get their guys some more attention. Does he? But he does not have this brand that would engender himself to fans nationally. You know what? And I wish that the NBA did this.
I disagree.
No, I wish the NBA did this, but I would bet every nickel in my pocket that the overwhelming number of votes that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got came from Oklahoma City. I believe the people in Oklahoma City
would you make
voted
that same
hard
bet?
For him.
Okay. Off that point, would you make the same bet that Damian Lillard's votes came from Milwaukee?
No, because he's new to Milwaukee. They could have come from Portland. They could have
come Donovan Mitchell's from Cleveland?
No, but again, he's got a couple of cities he's been popular in.
Jalen Brunson was popular in Dallas-ish.
Not that popular. I mean, come
exactly.
on. Let's not compare Jalen Brunson to that. I'm just saying, Jerry, Knicks
Shai
fans,
has a way
there's so many of you.
Way bigger.
There's so many of you. Jerry, why won't you, you fans that will storm into the Barclays Center to watch the Knicks play against the Nets, who will travel all over the country to watch your team, why is it so hard for every one of you every day to go online and vote for Jalen Brunson? Why is that so difficult? I can't wrap my head
around
that.
You're trying to solve an NBA voting problem, not a Knicks get Brunson
for the
All-Star
problem. It's not an NBA voting
problem. Yes, it
is. It's not a voting problem.
Look at the number of votes. There's X amount of votes every year, Chris. There's people in every fan base that are never going to vote, whether it's because of their age or they don't give a shit or they're too young. Every fan base, there's people who will not vote. They just don't participate in voting for the All-Star game. They don't care enough. That's every fan base, not Knicks. That's even your Boston Celtics, who had a remarkable vote for their players. They almost had 5 starters, for crying out loud. There's a percentage of Celtics
Brown
fans
has
that
like this national fan base.
If we're talking about who's more likely to get votes based on name, brand value, which is what the voting system is for this particular All-Star game, yeah, I think Jaylen Brown, a lot more people internationally and domestically know who he is, being that we watched him in finals and Eastern Conference finals. And like I said, we talked about the highest paid contract of all time because a lot of media talk about the Celtics. They're one of, you mentioned the Knicks might be the second after. I think it's the Lakers and Celtics in terms of who gets talked about the most, because we haven't had a lot of Knicks conversations until the last 2 or 3 years. Let's be honest. We haven't.
Jerry, but this is our disconnect, that you think that Jalen Brunson needs a bigger profile to get more of the outside New York vote.
Yes,
my
I
argument,
do.
Which I can actually agree with that.
Yeah, I think
my
you're
argument,
arguing for some crazy
my argument,
campaign.
My argument is it doesn't matter. The amount of – do you think that one – what did he wind up with? 1.2 million total votes, something like that?
Roughly,
do you think
something
that's
like that.
Do you think given the Knicks fan base, Jalen Brunson getting 1.2 million votes over like 6 weeks is a good number?
You have X amount of people who are going to vote. Maybe you
can
cross over into
day.
Like – maybe you can cross over into like, hey, there's, you know what? We added 50,000 new voters this year, not for Knicks fans, just in general for NBA All-Star voting, period, of people who will vote versus people who will not. That's an NBA outreach voting issue that they need to deal with. Some people just don't care or don't even know how to do
That's
it
a
and
Knicks
don't want to learn.
Outreach voting issue. That's a Knicks. There are cities and markets, Jerry. I have numbers backing me up, like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, huge numbers. Tyrese Halliburton.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong about that conversation.
Indiana.
Wait, time out. You think that Shai's votes primarily came from the OKC fan base? And
I
those
think
millions
a huge
of people
chunk of them came from them. Yes, and same thing with Tyrese Halliburton.
Then we need to release the data. We need to release the data.
I've already asked. I've tried.
I know, because I think you would literally say, let's not talk about this voting stuff anymore, because you'd realize
The voting was a problem back in the day when like Zaza Pachulia was getting all these votes from like Georgia.
It's still not a problem.
Your problem, which you just won't accept, you can't wrap your head around.
Hold on.
You can't wrap your head around this fact that Knicks fans gave Jalen Brunson an embarrassingly low vote total. It was an embarrassingly low vote total that cost him a spot on the All-Star game. These are facts. If he got more votes, he would be an All-Star. If Knicks fans galvanized in the same way they galvanized to do everything else involved with the New York Knicks, including going to games and attacking Candace Parker, this guy would be the All-Star starter. Fact.
Couple of things there. Number one, you haven't even factored in social media to this conversation, which is interesting, which is one of the issues I had with our last argument, which was about the NBA 2K League, where you just shun that off as something stupid. And why are they doing it when you press the B button quick? Yeah. And it's in year seven and it's changed like hundreds of kids' lives who,
I love the kids for it. I just don't,
I know.
I don't,
I'm just saying it worked, but you haven't even put social media into play. As a little graphic of maybe we could track how people's followings are. You know, Damian Lillard has over 10 million followers on Instagram. So maybe that gives you a little taste of who's a little more popular. And secondly,
how many does
2015? Why was Carmelo Anthony voted on so widely by, I guess, only Knicks fans, because only local people vote for their people? Jerry, why was Carmelo Anthony, when he was already starting to slip production wise and the Knicks were losing, getting hammered, draft lottery team, why was Carmelo Anthony always like number one, two, or three in voting?
Carmelo is in the same boat as Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving as James Harden, is that they are national brands. They are bigger than that. Again, we're not disagreeing on this.
And you're not putting Damian Lillard in that conversation, though. You don't put Damian Lillard in that conversation.
He is in that conversation.
And who's starting?
Damian Lillard. He is a national brand. We're not disagreeing with that. We're disagreeing on the fact that you think the Knicks fans, that they couldn't have done better.
I led off with, and I've said this to you on text multiple times, and I led off this conversation with, we did owe a better turnout for Brunson. I don't think it would have been the turnout, like you're saying. I don't think he would have finished with 3 million votes if we did the vote campaign.
Why not?
Listen, man,
you're shaking your head.
Not?
You're like,
why not?
Like, who's gonna, why not? Okay. Jerry, it's not. This is
NBA All-Star star. I'm not trying to poo-poo that. This is for an NBA. We're not talking about like all NBA where guys actually get paid off of that stuff with incentives and all that.
Hold on. First of all, I don't know that to be true. I don't know the details of Jalen Brunson's contract, but
not Brunson particularly, in general.
I'm just saying.
Players' numbers, you know, contracts are dictated by all NBA.
You want to talk about money. Look. Whenever it comes to stuff like sneaker deals, endorsements, everything outside of basketball, a guy's popularity factors into that. You know, how much a guy might make in a sneaker deal, how much a guy might make in an endorsement deal. So if Jalen Brunson got the full-throated support of Knicks fans and did get those 3 million votes that are so hard to come up with, according to you.
Yeah, if he was the number one vote-getter in the Eastern Conference, okay, that's all you're asking for, the number one vote-getter in the Eastern Conference.
You just said millions of Knicks fans watch games every single night. Why can't millions of Knicks fans vote? I don't understand this. That vote
total, that's an NBA outreach problem. Again, that's an NBA outreach problem. There's people who have never voted and will never vote.
Why
There's
is
people
it an
who
NBA,
never vote
Jerry,
for the presidency. There's just people
Jerry,
who don't
why
vote.
Why is it an NBA thing? I don't watch every MSG broadcast. I kind of toggle back and forth between Road and Away.
So what do you expect Knicks to do? What do you expect the Knicks to do
vote like Jalen Brunson
their social media
four times a game?
What's that?
Four times a game, say vote Jalen Brunson. Four times a game.
You don't think they do? You don't think they do?
I don't think they do it four times a game. I would be pushing it hard.
They do it a lot, and on social, I think they've done it. They've done it quite often on social. I've posted on social about it. I posted quite often about it. I think they did their outreach as they were willing to do, while also running an organization, trying to win games, and
those things are mutually exclusive. Like, come on, you can't do a. You think that Leon Rose is handling the social department? Come on, let's be real.
I just would love to hear your genius plan of how to get 3 million 3 million votes for Jalen Brunson. Let's hear it. Let's hear the golden plan of how to do that, because it's so easy to get New Yorkers to vote 3 million times for Brunson. How do you do it?
That's my problem. I don't understand why Knicks fans are so apathetic about this.
It's not just Knicks fans.
But Knicks fans...
There's apathy in all right, markets.
Hold on. Knicks fan, local fan base. How many local fan bases outnumber the Knicks? Maybe the Lakers, maybe, but they're actually more of a national brand than the Knicks. I think locally, local-centric, Knicks have the strongest fan base of them all. So it is a Knicks problem, because the apathy there is worse, because this was a humiliatingly low vote total. Humiliatingly low for Jalen
Brunson.
That
is so dramatic, dude. That is dramatic, and I think you're guilty of Knicks for clicks in the first degree.
Humiliatingly
low. Wait. Humiliatingly low.
By the way,
you said at the end of your video, I look at you, Knicks fans, I'm going to clobber you. Humiliating? Is Brunson humiliated right now after destroying the Nuggets last night, and every Knicks
fan
cheering his praise? Who's humiliated then? I'm not. I don't feel humiliated.
The vote total was humiliating.
I don't think anyone in New York with the Knicks, and I think the fans, I don't think there's any fans or Knicks players who are humiliated.
But they're not humiliated. The vote total. Are low.
It was a little soft. It could have been better. You could have left it at that. Could have been better.
The whole Knicks for clicks thing is kind of a red herring sometimes.
No, it's not.
As someone that writes digitally, the Knicks are not, they don't click as well as you might think. Just
really? Who clays? It's still just LeBron?
It's really the Lakers, frankly. Anything about the Lakers tends to click more than
nothing. So who's your number one? But I don't understand. But Chris, we're in the second biggest market. You would think that the Knicks would get a lot of traction if you put out a story.
Oh, they're still interesting. But you seem to have the people that say Knicks for clicks frame the conversation like if I write one story about the struggles of RJ.
No, you're coming after Knicks fans, dude. Come on. You came specifically. You kamikazed me with the first video. And then we started chatting, which was great. I thought it was funny. And then you kamikaze me with the second video. And then you got a little like personal, not personal, but you're like, I'm going to crush you, Nick. Like, you're not crushing us, dude. You're not.
I don't have you're to. Not. The numbers.
And I don't think after last night, too, there's no Knicks fans that are walking around like, man, we let our boy down. I don't think that's happening.
They did. They did let their boy down.
Okay.
They did. They let Jalen Brunson down. If they had voted, he'd be an all-star. It's an all-star starter. It's as simple as that.
We could agree to disagree.
That's not in dispute. That's not
this
a dispute.
Is not
if they had voted more,
vote.
He would be an all-star starter.
This that's is not a local vote, and it never has been, and that's why you can't explain away Dame Lillard winning the vote and Donovan Mitchell higher and Trae Young even, who's had not a great season, and the Hawks are not good, and I'm glad you didn't vote for him as a starter, thankfully, but he's still up there in votes. Why? That people in Atlanta just like spamming that vote button. We got to get our boy in. We got to get our boy in, or has he been in TV commercials for the last 5 years?
Trae Young's a great example, right? Trae Young absolutely has the broad fan base. Kids grow up wanting to play like Trae Young because he was kind of a micro version of Steph, kind of that same style of play. So he has a broad national fan base.
For sure.
The Atlanta fan base is virtually non-existent. Like it is one of the, I'm struggling to find the word for it because I don't want to like embarrass the fans that vote down there, but they are not anywhere near as strong as the Knicks fan base. So my belief on Trae Young versus Brunson is that the local fan vote from New York should have at least matched the broader vote for Trae Young.
Okay. Again, I think you're playing the local national game in a weird way. I think it was Atlanta and China and lots of other votes for Trae Young in
China.
That.
But they
whatever international place you want to pick, you want Europe,
they've done a course correction
pick,
on that,
Australia, wherever you want to pick. I think the reason why Trae Young finished ahead of Jalen Brunson in the vote has nothing to do with New York versus Atlanta and who showed up more. Because if you're right, in that case, it would have been easy for I think the numbers right now would have been easy for Brunson to be ahead of Trae Young, but he got votes from a lot of other places. So look, we can agree to disagree.
Trae didn't get the nod, right? Lillard got the nod, and he got the
because
nod
he got no media and player votes.
Well, no,
that's
Lillard
why.
Got no. Why?
No, Trae Young, Trae Young.
But Lillard got the nod. This again, we got to go back to the facts here. Lillard got the nod because he got 700,000 ish more votes than Jalen Brunson. And my contention, which you will not shake me off of, and I clearly won't shake you off of yours, is that Knicks fans who are millions strong could have easily made up that gap. They chose not to. They chose not to, Jerry. And that's why Jalen Brunson is going to have to wait till next week to see if the coaches add him as a reserve.
No, I know I'm never going to change your mind on it, so it's fine. I'm trying to see, you know what? I made sure I'm following Jalen Brunson on Instagram, which I have been. And look, he's got 365,000 followers. That's an amazing start. You know, Dame's got 10 million. So, you know, we'll see where they end up in the local New York voting scene. New York, I'm going to encourage Knicks fans to follow Jalen Brunson on Instagram a little more, and I'll make that my life's work. But I could agree with you on one thing. Knicks fans could have showed up a bit more for Brunson. I don't believe in my heart of hearts it was ever going to be 700,000-800,000 more votes. And by the way, Dame deserves to be where he's at. He's had a great season. Their numbers are identical. The Bucks are still 30-13, even though the coaching issue. So it's not, to me, I don't look at it like a total humiliating snubbing. I think the Knicks fans could have showed up a little more. I am not blaming the whole fan vote on the Knicks' lack. No fan base has a huge urgency to get their guy in. It's bigger than that, and we'll never agree. And it's all good.
We will not agree.
All good.
But again, just
he will be a starter next year, and I would bet harder in cash on that.
It's that Lillard is a starter is not humiliating. The vote totals that Jalen Brunson got is humiliating, especially when you stack it up against the global brand that is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that got millions of votes. He got a whole bunch of
the guy who's like, going to win MVP maybe this year.
But that doesn't matter. Like Jalen Brunson, like, is not going to win MVP, but he's in all NBA conversation.
You don't
right
think
now.
That you and other people with huge, huge platforms, even though New York has a huge platform and millions of people watch Knicks games, you total up you and Bill Simmons and all the millions and millions of people who listen to those podcasts who now are talking about Brunson a lot and maybe have lightly in the past, but it's a big Tyrese Halliburton love fest. It's a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander love fest. You don't think that matters in voting at all? None.
I think it matters,
zero.
But I think, again, to, you know, let me proctor you here. You're assuming facts, not an evidence here, Jerry. Like this is
no, that's a fact. That's a fact.
No,
that's
but you're assuming facts, not evidence. Fact. You're saying like we're sitting there talking every week about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Tyrese Halliburton.
I consume a lot of that stuff.
Shai, like Tyrese, when he was taken off during the in-season tournament, absolutely. He became the topic du jour. And Shai has been someone people have believed in for multiple years. I did a profile on him for the magazine just about a year, right about a year ago now. But he is not someone that leads every sports show or leads every podcast every single week. He's just not. But yet he still got more than, 2 million more votes.
I'm going to clap it up for OKC fans. You guys, I love, you know what?
There you go. Me too.
I still want a franchise in Seattle, but you know, you moved to a huge market in OKC and you guys showed up for your boy and you guys, OKC fans, you got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander starting in the All-Star game.
Big ups,
OKC. We agree on that. That's a wild point. But anyway, buddy, I love this. Let's find something else to do and go at. We gotta have a boxing conversation at some point because you know, you're the man with that. And, but yeah, we could just agree to disagree and we'll move on from there, but we'll see. I will take a bet with anyone. Jalen Brunson will be starting in the All-Star game. And you know what? Maybe it's this conversation and your excellent work calling out Knicks fans that will lead to a better turnout next year. You might be the reason. You might be revisiting this 1 year from today at this conversation saying, you know, who really was the one who threw the first blow? Chris Mannix got Jalen Brunson over the hump.
I love you, Jerry, and I want to remind your audience listening that like every tweet you put out at me about this voting thing, you followed up with a text message. So I have like a stream of tweets from you saying one thing, and then very similar text message like 5 seconds later. So you are firing off on all platforms. You are someone that Knicks fans should model after because
Chris. I waited a long time. I was going to Knicks games, watching Chris Duhon do his thing. And I waited a long time for this and I'm going to enjoy myself, buddy. Thank you. And we'll talk off the air too. So we could do some stuff with this, but you got to come back and talk. Like when we get maybe trade deadline, we could just have a straight basketball combo.
100%, brother. See ya.
All right, Chris. Take care, brother.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.